Warning.
Brace for impact. It began with the book, Brace for Impact, Surviving the Crash of the Industrial Age. Then came the website, The Daily Impact, chronicling the crash of the industrial age. And now, the podcast, describing the downward spiral. This is a shape of things to come. Intolerable heat persisting for unprecedented lengths of time. Failure of the electric grid when it's needed most. Hundreds of deaths from the searing heat. Unreasoning violence spreading across the country like fire. India had it all last week, and the relief brought by the late onset of monsoon rains may be scant and temporary. This is the specter of climate change, made real, made explicit, in the present tense. And still the world acts as if it's the other guy's boat that's burning. No worries here. In Delhi last week, the temperature reached at least 113 degrees Fahrenheit for 6 days in succession. On June 11th, the high there was 118 degrees. The heat caused demand for electricity that exceeded 11,000 megawatts on a system whose top capacity is 8,000 megawatts. Rolling blackouts imposed to try to save the grid, along with blackouts caused by equipment failures, shut down air conditioners, fans, and water pumps just when they were most needed. In cities such as Delhi, the heat turned the air toxic. Levels of ground-level ozone, a product of the sun's heat acting on auto emissions, more than doubled. Desperate people began to sleep outside, even on cots in city streets, to escape their stifling homes. But as the heat wave became the longest on record, with temperatures rising faster during the day and staying higher through the night, desperation turned to anger. With a little help from the opposition party that just lost an election, to a new prime minister who promised to provide reliable electricity. He's been in office for 3 weeks. Rioters began to clash with police, burn power substations, trash electric utility company offices, and take power workers hostage. It was hard to follow the rioters' logic, but impossible to mistake their desperation. Relief began to arrive this week in the form of a late and probably weak monsoon. Rains that are moving across the entire country and should persist until September. Meteorologists are worried that in this El Niño year, the rains may be well below normal and say there is a 1 in 3 chance of drought. In addition to affecting the food supply, that would be another blow to the country's power supply, nearly half of which is hydropower. Meanwhile, India has been accelerating its coal imports to try to keep up with demand, which has been increased, of course, as a result of burning coal. India is showing us what is going to happen. Is anybody taking notes? To keep up with the ways our industrial world is falling apart, subscribe to The Daily Impact. To better understand them, the second edition paperback edition of Brace for Impact is now available at Amazon.com. For now, this is Tom Lewis saying, Brace for Impact.